In Beijing, talks involving diplomats from the United States, North Korea, and China concluded today with what was described as a brief, informal meeting. China said the talks ended with a commitment to arrange further discussions. A senior U.S. official said North Korea has admitted possessing nuclear weapons and has threatened to test or export them. President Bush, in an interview with NBC News, said the North Korean admission underscores the need to combat nuclear proliferation.
They're back to the old blackmail game, and one of our goals and objectives must be to strengthen the non-proliferation regimes and get the whole world focused on the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction or the materials for weapons of mass destruction, and North Korea is making my case.
NPR's Rob Gifford reports the discussions in Beijing ended prematurely.
A Chinese government spokesman put a brave face on the early breakup of the talks, telling the Xinhua news agency that all participating parties considered the meetings a good beginning. But Shi Yinhong, a professor of international relations at People's University in Beijing, says behind the scenes, the Chinese leaders cannot be pleased.
I believe that China is a little angry because I think China have a great stake in the success of this talk.
Shi says this anger will definitely have an impact on what China does next, and he hints at a change to more drastic measures towards North Korea.
After this event, China will perhaps consider to use other peaceful means for peaceful solution of crisis.
And those other peaceful means could well mean turning off the tap on economic assistance to Pyongyang. Roughly 80% of North Korea's meager fuel stores and up to 50% of its poultry food supplies flow across the border from China. Diplomats say the Chinese have already stopped the flow of oil once in February to try to send a message to North Korea to behave. Much depends, of course, on whether North Korea is telling the truth about having nuclear weapons. Many people, especially in South Korea, believe Kim Jong-il is bluffing, playing his highest card in an effort to win concessions from Washington. But if it does signal a move towards openly declaring North Korea as a nuclear power, conservative commentator Lee Chung-min of Yonsei University in Seoul says this is a crucial turning point in the alliances and geopolitics of Northeast Asia.
They denuclearize North Korea. It is, of course, to Beijing's objectives, but that may come at a cost of the 50-year-old Sino-North Korean alliance. So that's a strategic decision the Beijing leadership has to make, and I believe at some point in time, if North Korea continues to push Beijing, China may have no choice but to do so.
To safeguard its own security, Lee says, China may reluctantly even have to look at the possibility of regime change in Pyongyang. Since the end of the Cold War, increasingly modern China has managed to paper over the contradictions in its relationship with stubbornly Stalinist North Korea. But analysts say the time may be coming when China has to openly decide whose side it's on. A decision that not only says much about how China sees its future place in the world, but in casting Beijing as regional power broker also goes some way to defining it. Lee Chung-min says yesterday's revelation by the North Koreans, if true, also has major implications for South Korea. And newly appointed President Noh Moo-hyun's policy of engaging with the North, known by his predecessor as the Sunshine Policy.
I think for all practical purposes, the Sunshine Policy is dead. And if the Noh government continues to advocate some type of a unilateral sunshine policy, it will have massive political repercussions back at home. And so politically, Mr. Noh is in a very, no-win situation. And if he comes out and says, despite the fact that North Korea has nuclear weapons, we'll continue with dialogue and sunshine policy, he will lose all credibility on the North Korean nuclear issue.
Noh Moo-hyun is due to meet with President Bush in Washington in 2 weeks. The meeting will be crucial in deciding how the two long-term allies and their newfound partner China can proceed in dealing with North Korea. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.